the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Jif Extra Crunchy Peanut Butter, the choice, number one choice of choosy moms. When you need some peanut butter and you need it crunchy, then yeah, it's Jif. Go check them out at Jif.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code Dion, whatever. I sound horrible. What? Why? I sound like I have a cold, and yet I know I don't have a cold. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined by the Jif Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
In my contract, it states that I cannot speak until you introduce me, so I can't answer any of those questions.
I have to cough now.
Well, enjoy that. Enjoy. And could you fade the music out a little bit better?
Faded out. Why? Last week it just like disappeared all of a sudden?
No, it's been hit or miss like for the past like 10 episodes or something. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to invest in a fader thing, like a button you could hit, and it'll just fade it, you know, and then you can just keep talking.
But then, what if I wanted to keep going? What if I just now decided that I wanted to? I really do sound like I have a cold. This is really annoying me.
There is a problem with fading it out and having that in your track, because when I remove noise,
yes,
at some point the music gets quiet enough that it thinks it's noise.
It's noise, right?
So I try to not start removing noise until the fade is completely done, and sometimes I get that wrong.
Right.
And then I either have to say fuck it, whatever, or I have to then go get the music, put the music back in over the top of
yours. Well, that's what you should be doing.
And then and then I have to kind of bring that down a little bit so it doesn't overpower yours that you've already done.
Oh
and,
my god.
I mean, it's just a never ending.
I know what you're talking about, and I'm already bored. See, even know what you're talking about.
Well, there you go.
Bored. Anyway, welcome to a special holiday weekend edition of DI Plus.
I know you're Daniel Brewer. You've already said that.
It's President's Day.
It is tomorrow.
Well, you know, by the time this posts, it will have been President's
Day. Right. I hope everyone had a fabulous President's Day.
I'm sure everyone had a wonderful President's Day.
You know, speaking of President's Day, this goes right into my first topic of the hour.
Oh, your very first topic of the hour. Is there some place that I could find a list of these topics, or do I just get to find them as they are sprung upon me?
There is a website called Trello that we've been using for like ever.
And we should probably stop using it because it sucks.
Well, you know, I first of all, I started using it because you were on that bandwagon. You want to jump ship, just tell me what ship you want to jump
all
on.
Right, I think we should investigate another one. And we won't say what it is until we've tried it.
We'll just make that part of our technology segment 1 week in the future, and everyone will be bored by that as well.
Right, exactly.
Here's what you use if you want to collaborate with partners across the internet.
Right.
So speaking of the president, I've been watching a new show, and I wanted to ask if you have watched this, because I actually think it's very good. And
what is it?
It's called House of Cards.
I have not.
Well, I won't give any spoilers here, but it is a Netflix only production.
I'm looking at it right here. I see it on my Netflix, and I saw it when it showed up on my Netflix. But it was one of those things is like, I've got other things that I'm trying to finish watching. And what always happens is I rush to watch things, and then I watch them, and then I'm out of things to watch. So I'm thinking, well, maybe, you know, how many episodes here? There's 13 episodes total.
Yeah, for the first season, and I don't know when the second season will come out.
Well, it would theoretically be a year after the first one. So,
well, theoretically, but this is Netflix only, so we don't know what kind of model they are going to follow. They may not follow a yearly model.
Well, I don't think Netflix has revolutionized the way that the media is distributed. I don't think they've actually changed the way that it's actually produced. So you still have to have scripts and, you know, actors and film and, you know, cameras and sound people. And so it still takes time to produce things.
Well, now you're one of those people who watched The West Wing. Am I correct about that?
I did. I watched The West Wing.
And you like political type, I would assume you like political centric shows.
I do enjoy a good political show. Yes.
Well, then I think you would like this. It's got Kevin Spacey in it. He looks quite a bit older than I remember him from, like, movies, you know, that I've seen him in. I guess he's aged somewhat while living in London, whilst living in London.
Whilst,
that's a word. I think actually, I think they use whilst in London, and that's why I decided to change while to whilst.
because it makes it more British.
Yes.
Right.
You see, I wanted to, I can't even do a British accent. I had two British boyfriends, and I could not piece together a British word accent to save my life.
That's just...
God save the Queen.
That's just wrong.
But anyway, it's a show about a congressman. And all this political intrigue and his wife, and he has some plan. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish specifically. Maybe he's trying to become president. I'm not certain.
I was playing the theme to The West Wing.
Oh, I was going to say, that is not the theme to House of Cards. But you know, this does raise an important topic, because we are a hard-hitting show.
We are a hard-hitting topic-driven show. Yes.
Right.
What is the hard-hitting topic?
The topic is, I think it's great that some of these websites, Hulu and Netflix and maybe Amazon, I'm not sure, are now starting, and YouTube even, are starting to produce their own content online that's never going to cable. Because I think most of us out there want to consume our shows this way. We want to be able to get them on the internet. We want to be able to get them on our phone. Well, that is the internet. But I mean, we want to be able to get them anywhere. We don't want to be tied down to having to walk into the house
unless you're Wesley, Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, in which case then he wants to actually be able to get him on his phone. He wants to be able to call in and hear the show on
right.
his phone.
Well, you right. know, isn't his phone still a tin can or something, though?
I think so.
What kind of resolution do you get on one of those Progresso cans?
Let me tell you, you can hear the quality resolution of that phone from last week's show.
Well, you can if you get the one now. If you downloaded it when it first was available,
nobody does that.
You may want to go back.
Right. So I see what you're saying. So yes, it is great that they are starting to produce their own content and whatnot. And really, when you get right down to it, I can probably do a googly search for this while I'm talking here. But there was something that came out the other day is comparing Netflix earnings to HBO. And it was, the gist of it was, as I'm looking for it here, but the gist of it was is that Netflix is actually making more money than HBO right now. HBO is only getting about $7 per subscriber, whereas Netflix is getting whatever they get, what, $7.99 or?
Yeah, it's like $8. Yeah.
So they're actually getting more per subscriber than HBO. And they have a larger potential audience, right? Anyone can join Netflix and watch the stuff. And HBO has been very reluctant to release their content. It's not available online anywhere because they are, clinging to that old model of you have to have it on the cable. I think, there's still a couple of things that have to happen in the world of, the big media for these things to really take shape, right? So the problem that we have right now is that the primary gateway into everyone's homes via the internet is controlled by cable companies primarily. And they obviously have a vested interest in you watching old school media on TV.
And I have no problem with cable, but the problem with cable is it's so restrictive. Like, you have to watch it when they want you to watch it. And even like, okay, so now there are DVRs, of course. I mean, they've been around for years, but I mean, ask my parents. They have never owned a DVR. But regardless, then you have, you have this whole lawsuit that CBS or no, that's probably completely wrong. Somebody is suing Dish because they have a DVR that will allow you to skip commercials.
Yes.
Now,
and I think it is all of the networks combined. It's like their holding company.
But I mean, beyond that, even I would if my cable company
it's Fox, CBS, and NBC.
Sorry. Okay. So I do pay for cable, and I like the fact that I can record things and come in and watch them later and all that, and that's fine. And if I need something in the background, I can turn on Food Network because they refuse to put any of their content anywhere online. If you go to their website, all you get is little clips of stuff. You never get a full episode. But anyway, I don't find
You never get a full episode of what?
Anything on Food Network. any of their shows.
Food Network. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, because like I'm one of those people that if I'm just wanting something in the background, I might put on Food Network and let Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives play for like 15 hours because apparently that's the only show they've got on Food Network now.
Right.
Or, you know, I'll turn on HGTV or I'll turn on one of the reality show channels or whatever. And I'm not really paying much attention, but I just have it in the background. And so I don't have to actively select what I'm watching like you do like online where you have to select each episode that you're watching. And I know you can do autoplay and some things like that. But anyway, so my point is that
finally,
my point is the way you get your cookies moist. No, my point is I want to be able to watch where I want to watch when I want to watch it. If cable but this is
we've been having this argument for feels like a decade now, right? We've always wanted that ability. We wanted the ability to listen to music where we wanted to listen to it, when we wanted to listen to it. And you know, that born of that became Napster, where everyone was pirating. And it wasn't until someone came along with a business model that said, hey, you know what? Instead of us charging you $15 for a CD, why don't we just charge you, you know, less than a dollar for a track, and then you can buy it. And then if you make it cheap enough and easy enough for me not to pirate, then I'm not going to pirate. I would rather be legal than pirate stuff, right?
I mean,
rather pay a minimum amount of content. However, in the chat room, they were asking a very good question, which is Redbox, the company Redbox, started producing their own movies, and that got the movie association pissed off at them. So will that not happen to these online streaming services? And I have to say, at this point, no, it couldn't really happen because it's just you have to have an online presence, and it's too late in the game for you to establish a new kind of a new kind of related. So in other words, if you are a movie studio and you want to produce your library, you're not going to be able to charge people $7.99 a month for it because no one's going to pay $7.99 for each and every individual house, right? So, and wow, I'm all over the road here, but do you see what I'm saying? It's like people are going to, people are maybe willing to pay $15, right? They may be willing to pay for their Amazon and their Hulu, or, you know, some kind of combination of the two, or Amazon and Hulu, or Netflix and Hulu, or Netflix and Amazon, because of some of the overlapping things right there. But I don't think that they're going to sit there and, you know, if I decided, well, you know what, I produce this podcast, so I'm going to charge, you know, $15 a month for you to get this podcast or whatever. No, well, no one's going to do that because at a certain point, you're just like, you know what, I'll just catch it later, or I'll just live without it, or I'll wait until it goes into syndication and then I'll see it on cable. And it's like one of the things that has happened in the world of media, and I know I'm talking big picture here, but there has been a paradigm shift, if I can use that word or that phrase, where it used to be that you had to be at home on, you know, Thursday nights to watch Survivor on TV because the next day at work, people were going to be talking about Survivor from the night before. And people would talk at work about the shows that they had seen the night before, right? Oh my God, last night, did you see Survivor when Richard Hatch did blah, 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 blah? And that was accepted water cooler talk. And that was what that was the world that we lived in. With the advent of the DVR over the last decade, we have trended away from that. Now you really can't talk about a TV show at work without first asking people if they've seen it, because the paradigm has shifted enough at this point that we do not take it for granted that everyone watches things as they happen in real time. We assume, the default now is that we assume that they are going to catch up at some point, or that they will watch something at some point, but we ask ahead of time whether or not they have seen it or not. So that's the big problem that they have right now is, you know, there was a day that you could have said CBS could have charged $5 and given you access to all of their shows on all of their networks, and probably could have done fairly well at it. But at this point, it's like, well, you know what? There's so many shows out there, and really, honestly, how much better is this one than that one? And if you're going to make me work to watch it, if you're going to make me work to try to find it, I'm just not going to watch it.
Well, that's why I'm saying I will probably never completely go away from cable, because I like to have an experience where I can just flip it on and have stuff playing in the background. But what I'm saying is, well, two things. First, I'm glad Netflix and other companies are making their own because of a couple of different reasons. First of all, those shows maybe that we like that get canceled could possibly get picked up by, you know, a Netflix or something like that. You know, they're going, they don't have to get the same numbers that cable has to get in order for them to produce something. So like Arrested Development or whatever that, you know, I guess was canceled, I'm not sure, it got picked up by Netflix for another season. So that's one reason. The other thing is, you know, maybe if they start getting really popular and their shows start getting really popular, it'll move cable companies to offering more, because I would really like my cable company to say, hey, if you subscribe to my cable service, you can log on to a website And you can watch those shows on the internet. You're already paying for it.
Yeah, we already have that, right? So I'm with Comcast. We already have that. It's called Xfinity, right? So I can do that. As long as I sign in with my Comcast user ID and password, I can watch TV content even if I'm not on Comcast. So even if I'm in a hotel room in California that's on some other cable system, I can, through the internet, I can watch on my Xfinity website or on my tablet. I can watch television. Matter of fact, that's how I watched all of Game of Thrones, was through Xfinity, and HBO Go paired up with Xfinity, and I was not even on the Comcast cable connection at the time that I was doing it.
And I may, you know what? I may be speaking out of turn, because I bet that is offered by UVerse as well, and I'm just
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. The problem is, right, I can get for a chili
dish every... Sorry.
Ouch. I can get a shit ton of stuff on Netflix, and it's going to cost me $7 a month. So if it were just me, if I just lived here by myself, I would have no problem whatsoever just dropping cable altogether and just having internet, right? I could live just absolutely fine having just internet and Netflix, right? So paying the $60 a month for my internet and then paying the $7 a month for my Netflix. As it is, though, because there are other people that live in the house that want to watch cable all the time and blah, 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 then, you know, we pay a $200 cable bill every month, which is, you know, insane to me. And then on top of that, we pay the Netflix and stuff. So there's got to be, you know, some kind of price adjustment here at some point in time. Because from my standpoint, you know, I'm already at that point. I'm willing to get rid of cable. I'm willing to, you know, fuck it. I'll just get rid of it. I'll just buy what I want to watch, and I'll, you know, I'll just piecemeal it that way and just pay for my internet connection. It may be another couple of years before the people in my household catch up to me on that front. And in the meantime, we have to pay the $200 a month cable shit. But
I'm mostly there. I mean, because most of my stuff I will watch on Roku, which is a device that you can play Netflix on your TV, etc. And I also have a computer hooked up to my TV, so I can do all of that. You know, there are some things that, for instance, don't go to Hulu. Fox doesn't always put all their shows on Hulu. So, for instance, American Idol, I can't, unless I have a cable subscription, I cannot watch that, you know, because they don't put full episodes out. So I have to record it and then watch it on my DVR or be at home when it comes on. But there are always things like that.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where it's like the chat room, again, bringing up a very good point, is, you know, that there's so much content. A new show can be on for 4 seasons before you even get around to watching it. I actually will make a point sometimes of not watching a show. If I'm on the fence about a show, I won't watch it until after its first season to see if it gets picked up again. Because I've been duped before of, you know, investing in the first season and then they cancel it. It's like, you know what? If I'm not really sure about the show, then I'm just going to wait and see what happens and then I'll catch up on it later. The Elementary is the only new show this season that I actually was watching because I really like the show. And of course, it was a very good show and it has been renewed, but that's really the only one.
Yeah, I go to a website. I'm that way. Mark will watch a show regardless of whether it's going to get canceled, but I don't want to get invested and like love the show and then go, oh, well, I learned all these characters and everything, spent all these hours watching it, and it's not going to come back next year. But I have a website I go to, tvbythenumbers.com.
Yes, I know. You've talked about this
before. Yes, I have. Anyway, so they have very good predictions on their renew cancel index about whether or not they think something is going to be canceled. Anyway, that we have talked a long time about TV, so
we have, but that's just because I was trying to stall you from talking about this next topic, which I really just don't want to talk about. So I'm just kind of
trying to stall me. We were just going to talk about TV like the whole episode.
I was going to run the clock out. I was going to run the clock out on the TV content.
Why don't you want to talk about Valentine's Day?
Because I hate Valentine's Day. I think it's a stupid holiday. I hate that people get depressed on Valentine's Day. Robert and I got together on our anniversary is January 31st. So we had to make that decision early in our relationship of, do we celebrate Valentine's Day, which is only a couple of weeks after our anniversary, or do we just, you know, count it as a non-holiday and just don't worry about it? And we fortunately decided that it's a non-holiday and we don't worry about it, because I hate Valentine's Day. I hate, you know, fighting for people to get restaurant reservations, and the restaurants are packed and the waiters and waitresses are all stressed and they get shitty service and bad food. And it's just, oh, I hate it. I hate Valentine's Day. And I hate that I have single friends that are just like, you know, get suicidal and weird about Valentine's Day. So,
well, I wasn't going to go into all that. I was just going
to
say,
there is no point to the holiday, right? It was created by the greeting card industry, for God's sake.
I was just going to say that I like to do things, you know, surprise my boyfriend and things of that nature.
Then do it on a random day.
No, I know. But, you know, Valentine's Day is one of those days that you kind of expect that you're going to do that. Now, he and I did decide we were not going to go out to eat because he said the restaurants would be too busy and he didn't want to deal with that. So I came up with the idea. I bought a box of those Valentine's cards like kids give out at school.
Yes.
And it's, in fact, you know, I don't know if they don't do that as often in school now or what, but there were only like three choices and they were hidden amongst all this other crap. And it was very hard to find those, but I found them and I wrote notes on them and then I hid them all over, like, you know, one in his wallet so he would find it when he went to pay for his coffee at work. And I hid another one, you know, I taped one to his steering wheel of his car.
I'm going to vomit.
And, you know, just things like that. We didn't go on a date. We didn't do anything like that. I didn't buy him an expensive present or anything. But I just wanted to do little sweet things, you know, just, hey, thinking about you. Not that we don't do that. I mean, we have a date at least once a week, et cetera, et cetera. But there you go.
Okay.
It's nothing to get depressed about.
Right, that was fun. That was great. Yay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. So how about Pride 48?
How about it? Well, I know we wanted to mention, you know what? We have an embargo on certain topics and
we do,
I don't know
but this
which
is, this
ones
is the
we
one
could.
Thing. This is the one thing that we do not, we absolutely do not have an embargo on. And hopefully you will have this show out before the 24th of February. But there will be a State of the Station on February 24th.
Did we ever decide on a time? Because on Facebook, it was 7 Eastern. And then you emailed and said, well, what if people are watching the Oscars? And I said, I didn't care.
Yeah, and everyone said they didn't care. So I'm just, I guess, 7 o'clock Eastern.
Okay. So it is indeed 7 o'clock Eastern time. Is it still EDT?
7 o'clock Eastern, yes. Well, at that point, yes, because the time change will be that next weekend after that. So, yeah, it will be 7 p.m. in the evening time, Eastern Daylight Time, at on Pride48.com. The State of the Station. Lots of huge announcements about the upcoming Pride 48.
Huge.
Huge.
You do not want to miss it.
I can tell you this. We announced the dates for the Vegas event this year, which this year is going to be, in case you missed that, it's going to be September 6th through the 8th at the Excalibur Resort in lovely Las Vegas. At the time that we did that, we didn't yet have our code, right? We didn't have our Pride 48 code that the Excalibur generates for us. But there was an enormous, huge sale on hotel rooms going on. And I know from the official scorekeeper, which would be Big Fatty, that we had almost as many rooms booked already at this point here in February. We have almost as many rooms booked now as we did in total last year.
I haven't booked my room yet.
That's what I'm saying. And there's lots more to go. So wait. If you want to wait for the Pride 48 code, then please do. If you want to take advantage of some other kind of rate over at the Excalibur, you can go to Excalibur.com. They have all kinds of rates that go on all the time there. It is September 6th through the 8th is the actual event. However, most people are getting in on the 4th or the 5th. So make sure you don't want to miss it this year. It's our 5th. Anniversary of Pride 48, and
so
it's going to be a huge thing.
I have a question, sure. Because the Excalibur, and I think I've asked this, but I'm asking it show.
I wasn't done. If you, no matter how you book your hotel room, make sure that you email Big Fatty your room confirmation so that we can later get credit for it. That's all I was going to say.
All right,
so go ahead.
So my question, and I think I may have asked you this or in the meeting, but I am considering, because I liked the rooms in the Luxor. And I also like the spa in the Luxor. So my question is, if I wanted to stay in the Luxor, they are the same company. Are we getting credit for, like, is anyone going to know, like, if I were to purchase a Luxor room, is that going against, like, does that, are they going, how
why
am I trying
would
to say
you,
this?
Why would you purchase a Luxor room?
Because two things. The spa is cheaper if you're staying in the Luxor. And they have the hot tubs and the steam room and all of that that, as everyone knows, I enjoy. I did not see a similar setup for the Excalibur. They offer massages and things of that nature, but nowhere on their website do they list having those types of facilities.
If you want to feel like a king or a queen for a day, the Spa at Excalibur and Fitness Center is the place to be. Overlooking the pool area and spanning 13,000 square feet, this world-class spa truly must be seen to be believed. Let us pamper you with a wide variety of facial, massages, body wraps, and other treatments in one of our 11 specialized treatment rooms, or enjoy a rigorous workout in our state-of-the-art fitness center.
Right, but they don't mention anything about having hot tubs and or steam rooms. They mention a fitness center and massage rooms. But I don't get massages. Well, first of all, they're expensive. And second of all, I mean, you know, there are other ways to get massages without going to one of those facilities. But so the Luxor one I know, and I'm going to call them. But my question is, regardless, does it hurt Pride 48 if someone stays in the Luxor? Because it is the same company, right? So we are still benefiting that chain of hotels if we stay there, correct?
Yes.
Or do we need to stay specifically in the Excalibur for it to look good for Pride 48 is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can. I think it's silly for you to stay over at the Luxor. What I would do if it were me, if it's really that important to you, is I would call them and say, hey, tell me about your spa, because I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that. And I've stayed there before and I really like the spa over the Luxor. Can I, by staying at the Excalibur, because I'm staying over there for the same event, right? Can I get the Luxor price for the Luxor spa? And I'm sure that they're going to say yes.
I'm going to call them before I book anything. The other thing was,
I just don't want you to end up in a different hotel from everyone else because you have to lug equipment around. And well, what happens is that you get your good friend Daniel to help you, and then I end up having to lug equipment around from one hotel to another.
The day that I left, that was really fun. We had a lot of bonding time getting my stuff to the cab or whatever I rode. I can't even remember. But I thought that was, you know, that was really fun.
Right.
You didn't?
No.
I think you loved it. So did you have any? Anyway, so that's it. 24th is our first State of the Station for this event for this year. And be there 7 p.m. Eastern.
7 p.m. Eastern time. And let me tell you something. You need to be there because there's going to be lots of stuff talked about there.
There will be.
And we'll try to get it in a very quick and efficient manner so that you can be off to watch the Oscars, which I'm sure you're going to be DVRing so that you can skip through the commercials. So
exactly.
There you go. All right.
Did you have anything else?
I do.
Because you, okay, no breaking news about your life or anything interesting, haircuts?
There's absolutely nothing interesting about mine.
Okay.
I don't.
I did ask you before I did that. You know,
you said, did I have a new haircut? But I don't have a new haircut. I'm just styling it differently. That's all.
No. I said, do you have any hair news?
Oh, hair news. Oh, no, I don't.
You know, like a hair update.
Right. No, I don't.
All right. Well, I'm just stalling for just a second because I closed my links. Chubby Checker, the musician best known for his 1960 hit recording of The Twist, is suing HP over a novelty app for Palm OS of the same name that claims to check the size of your chubby. The sum sought is a mind-boggling $500 million. The rock star, whose real name is Ernest Evans, filed the suit this week in a Florida federal court simultaneously.
Wait. So he's suing who?
He's suing HP.
He's suing HP. Hewlett-Packard.
Hewlett-Packard, yes.
For an app that's where?
It's on Palm OS.
Nobody in the world uses Palm OS.
And $500 million, I mean, won't they just go in and say, Your Honor, please, no one uses Palm OS.
$500 million. So let's see, if we were going to relate that out to, all right, so a $500 million judgment, what that would equate in real dollars to each and every Palm OS user would be $500 million per user.
Right.
Because apparently, Chubby Checker's the only dude using Palm OS out there. So,
yeah. So, basically, it says it was a 99-cent app originally made for Palm OS, which was abandoned in 2009 in favor of Palm's Web OS. It allowed users to input the size of a male subject's feet and receive in return an estimation of the size of the guy's genitalia for entertainment purposes only, of course.
Right.
You know, there are lots of ways that you're supposed to be able to tell the size of someone's thing. The best way normally is to pull down their pants and look at it.
I was going to say, yes.
But I mean, you can also take the what's that middle finger? you're supposed to be able to, the distance from the middle, if they put their middle finger down and try to touch as far down on their palm as they can, and then you measure the distance from where they can touch the tip of the middle finger, then that is also supposed to get you an accurate or a fairly accurate.
But none of these things are true, though. I mean, we these have been proven wrong. You know, there is no other relational body part.
Mm. Well, I'm going to throw away somebody bit off his brother's earlobe, but I can't find the news story now.
Well, there you go. So that was, it was probably a stupid story.
I found another one, a bizarre hermaphrodite sea slug.
Oh, boy. You gotta love the hermaphroditic sea slugs. Wow. You got to love the hermaphroditic sea slugs.
Don't say that five times fast.
Don't even say it once.
May give new meaning to the word quickie. The nudibranch uses a disposable penis to have sex more frequently, according to a new study.
Disposable penis. You know, we have that in the human world too. They're called lesbians.
Lots of people use disposable peni, might I say. The animal described Tuesday in the journal Biology Letters is the first discovered to use an easily regenerated disposable penis.
Yes.
And the name of this thing is a nudibranch.
A nudibranch.
Yes. They are simultaneous hermaphrodites, meaning that they have penises that they use to fertilize others as well as female sex organs. But exactly how their sex worked remained a mystery.
So the takeaway message here is don't tell a hermaphroditic sea slug to go and fuck himself.
I think so.
Because he could.
Don't go tell... That sounds like a title to me. Anyway,
whatever.
To find out, Ayami yes. Sekizawa, a yes. biologist at Osaka City University, and his colleagues collected specimens of the nudibranch something while scuba diving off of Okinawa, Japan. They then put 31 pairs of creatures together in an aquarium and watched as they mated.
You know, that... It, name another job. Name another industry where you could do that.
Right? Yeah,
just
like,
watch a bunch of things mate.
You come home from work and you know, your husband or wife or whatever, what have you, your boyfriend says, "Hey, what did you do today that was interesting, honey?" Well, you see, I watched a bunch of nudibranches.
I watched a bunch of nudibranches having sex.
Yes.
There you go.
And that's the news because... Well, you know, I know everyone missed the birthdays.
I tell you, people were just really, really missing the old birthdays. I don't know why my sound card is so soft today. That's really weird.
I'll
investigate that while you do your thing.
All right. Well, you're gonna have to listen to this though.
I can do that and this at the same time.
Okay. So here we go. Let me make sure I don't have it muted.
Famous last words. This is a really weird version of the Star Trek.
Yeah, this is which one?
Oh, this would be the original.
Space.
No.
The final frontier.
Oh, this is. Okay,
these
so
are
this
the
is,
voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Yes. Now that is Star Trek: The Next Generation. I have one more because you won't get it just based on that. So here is the next one that you need to hear.
So now I'm now ready. I am now ready to give you my guess.
All right.
So it would be LeVar Burton.
It would be LeVar Burton. And please don't go back to the episode that he had a birthday before.
No, that's the only person I even know off Reading Rainbow. Is like, you could have just played the Reading Rainbow theme and I would have said LeVar Burton.
That's true. I could have, I suppose.
You didn't even need
to. You know, did they keep doing Reading Rainbow on the internet? Because I heard when they canceled it on PBS, I heard there was some, you know, movement afoot to maybe move that show into like a web show or something. But I don't know. I probably could Google that.
You could probably Google it and find out.
And find out the answer to that question, right. But I'm not going to. So if anyone knows the answer, that would be a perfect time for you to call in.
Right.
Our voicemail number, which it, what is that? What would that be, Daniel?
2x2 DI plus.
All right. So yeah, call 2x2 DI plus and let us know if Reading Rainbow is still on the air indeed.
There you go.
Here's the next one. You know, this is a really cool version of this theme song, and it's probably the original song that the theme song was based on, and I never knew it. But here you go.
Here they come. Here they come. With a rum-ti-dum, they're having a toy parade. A tin giraffe with a fife and drum is leading the Kewpie Brigade. A gingham cat in a soldier's hat is waving the Chinese flag. A plastic clown in a wedding gown is dancing with Raggedy Ann.
This is Leave It to Beaver.
It is Leave It to Beaver. It is indeed. And I, you know, because I was only looking, the reason I'm playing a weird version of that is because I was looking for something without the narration. Because the Leave It to Beaver says it's right. Leave It to Beaver starring, you know, right. Whatever.
Jimmy Mathers.
So they have this weird album cover thing with the beaver on it. And not a beaver, but the right. Beaver.
No, you got to love that. It's got Kim Beaver on it.
And anyway, it says that the name of the song is The Toy Parade.
The Toy Parade. So I'm going to go with Jerry Mathers.
It is not.
Okay. I'm going to go with Hugh Billingsley.
Well, you got two actors mixed there because there's Hugh, what's his last name? There's Hugh Downs, I believe.
Yeah, Hugh Downs
his last
and
name.
Barbara Billingsley is one of them.
No, okay. Hugh Beaumont. Sorry. There's Hugh Beaumont and Barbara Billingsley. And, so you wanted to go with Hugh. Is that correct? Is that your final
answer?
I'll
go with Hugh Beaumont.
Hugh Beaumont. Okay. Yes, indeed. He is dead.
He's dead.
But I like the old TV shows, as we know, so I like that. Anyway, he would be 104.
Well, thank God he's dead, because that would just be creepy.
Years old. You know, I swear to God, Betty White is still going to be doing Off Their Rocker and, you know, whatever that show is she does at 104. They're going to be...
She will.
Now they have specials every year on...
Oh my God, Betty White is still alive. It's the Betty White is Still Alive special.
What? I don't even know what station it is, but there is a station. It's the same one that plays her Off Their Rocker show. And now for the past 2 or 3 years, they've had a special Betty White birthday party. So they recently had her 91st birthday party.
I don't know. I was going to say she's 90. As of January 17th, she is 91.
Yes. Here is our last one. And I have two for this as well.
Okay. That is the Brady Bunch theme.
Okay. So that's the Brady Bunch theme. And here is the next theme that will help you out. Maybe.
With the Stars.
It is Dancing with the Stars.
So it's someone who was on the Brady Bunch and was on Dancing with the Stars.
That would be correct, sir.
I'm going to go with Florence Henderson.
It is indeed.
There you go. Because when I typed in Dancing with the Stars Brady, that was the first result.
Oh, you are not supposed to be Googling these answers. How dare you, sir?
Yes.
And so Florence, and
you could have also played the Wessonality theme song.
Wessonality?
Yes.
Is that what they played on the Wesson commercial, the Wesson oil commercial?
Yes. It's got a Wessonality.
Oh, okay. There you go. So Florence Henderson is 79 years old. And just for those listeners out there, I wanted to say I brought back the birthday segment specifically because I know how much Big Fatty loves the birthday segment.
He does. He does love a good birthday segment.
Cooking helper by oil that saturates. Now you love cooking with new Wesson canola oil. It's 94% saturated fat free and it's cholesterol free. Now, isn't that the way you want it to be? And best of all, you get the great taste you've come to expect from Wesson. That's good news for the food you cook and the people you cook it for. So try new Wesson canola oil for healthy cooking with great taste.
Oh, she didn't sing it. She didn't sing her thing. She didn't sing her Wessonality. Wessonality. Let's see. Is it this one then?
Now,
Wesson's meant the best in frying for 75 years, and it just keeps getting better.
Wesson vegetable oil is my old favorite.
Okay, no, she's not going to say. All right, fine. Damn you, Florence Henderson. All right, go ahead.
All right, so... Oh, well, you know what? Larry, okay,
are we done? Are we done with the birthdays?
Yes, we are.
Oh, well, then I have to play this. Then I have to play this.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that?
I have
that?
To make this all start again because it was paused.
It was still playing?
Yeah, it was still playing.
We're gonna have a good time. 3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent.
So I do want to say that Larry, a.k.a. Q-Sledge, who is in the chat room, we haven't, you know, we've been saying someone in the chat room,
right? Wait,
but we haven't actually.
Larry. Right.
Yeah. Oh, that means Larry. Okay.
Right.
Larry is the, what is he? The token chat roomer for DI Plus.
I was going to say, Larry, I think Larry is actually going to legally getting his name changed to someone in the chat room.
Maybe. Now, would that be someone first name in
yes.
the middle right. name, chat room, last
right.
name.
So it'd be someone I, the chat room.
Now, he did call in, he says, to let us know the answer to the Reading Rainbow question.
Ah,
but,
well, I look forward to hearing that, yes.
But I think, you know, because I would like, you know, listeners to have something to look forward to on the next episode, the very
oh,
special episode
leave
the,
you're
of
gonna
DI
leave
Plus.
It there.
I'm going to leave that as a cliffhanger, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent.
We will hear Larry's voicemail next week.
Ooh, all right. So getting to our emails here, speaking of next week, you know, they don't have long to wait because our next, we'll be switching over to Thursdays next week.
We will. So that is official.
Yeah, so we will be recording not next Sunday. Well, we will be recording next Thursday or the Thursday right after this comes out, if you are listening. Anyway, so we have a problem with this already. This comes in from Scotty in Australia, who writes, "Dear Adam and Daniel, your new time is really not convenient for me. 1 p.m. Friday, I'm at work then. Thank you."
So I have a question, Scotty. When have you ever once listened to us live? I don't, well, unless you listen to us and don't join the chat, which is possible.
I don't think we're carried in Australia. I don't think they get the internet over there.
Oh, well, you know, he could DVR it. You
right.
Know, well,
they,
no, I guess
they
if it's
get
not
the internet,
carried.
They get the internet in Australia, but it's delayed.
Could be. It could be. You know, but I will say this. Our Sunday afternoon time, I don't know how many hours ahead they are. I think they're like 17 hours ahead of me. Somewhere around there. I could be way off, but I think it's around that. So, you know, right now, as we are recording at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time,
yes.
it would be sometime in the morning on Monday for him. So he would still be at work.
Right.
So how is this any different?
Exactly. That was my point.
I mean, he's at work either way. It's either a Monday morning or a Friday morning.
Let's see. What time is it in Australia? It is 9:01 a.m. on President's Day in Australia right now.
There you go. So, you know, he could not be listening to us live right now.
Right. He could be driving to work. He could be on his way to work and listening to us. Although I'm sure, you know, like any good Australian, he has President's Day off. Anyway, let's get on to our next email here, which also comes in from Scotty, and I don't understand it. It says, "I was going to tweet that pic and comment to you. However, I don't know what pic and comment that was."
I don't either.
Because he goes on to say, his howevers were, one, Daniel's not on Twitter. You are correct. Number two, Adam ignores all my tweets. You are also correct. And number three, Mittens wouldn't know who I am.
I want to correct that there. I do not ignore Scotty's tweets.
Yes.
Scotty's tweets are always mean.
Oh.
So I see them and then just choose not to respond because I don't want to promote bad behavior. I don't want to reward bad behavior on his part.
I see.
So I pretend I don't even see them because they're always some derogatory comment.
Well, so now I want to know what it was he was going to tweet.
I don't know.
Oh, anyway.
I don't know.
I guess.
But
we'll
thank
never
you.
Know.
Now I did want to ask you, Daniel, about something about this next one that I think you're going to read.
Yes.
Because our next one is from That Peter G, and he says,
yes.
"Oh, I meant to say this in my previous email. However, I, meaning Adam J. Burns, did not receive a previous email. So I know
that
sometimes
that is weird. That is weird because he sent it to contact@dubiousintent.com.
Well, as we know, sometimes you get stuff and I don't, and sometimes I get stuff and you don't. Don't know why.
So he says, this is what he said. He said, and this is his first message. "Now, Adam, even if you stayed at the Excalibur, since they're the same company, wouldn't that entitle you and me to use the spa at the Luxor for the same daily fee?" See, so he's on your spa going boat there.
I don't know. I need to call and find out. It says on the website of the Luxor that you get $15 per day if you're staying at the Luxor, is what it says. But it's like 30 or 35 a day if you're not. So,
all right, I'm going here. Let's see. I'm on the old website here. All right, let's do this. Let's invite people. We're going to invite the telephone number. 1-800-879.
Are you calling them right now?
1-379. Yes, I'm going to call them right now. Do you have a problem with that?
So this is where I need to splice in audio from.
Oh, because you can't do your. Fuck it. Fine. Then just call them.
He just disconnected from the Google Hangout. I don't know why I'm saying God, he just disconnected from the Google Hangout,
energy,
ladies and gentlemen.
Like, because guessing as to
that
this
will
is
not
right
be
not, then just calling them
broadcasting.
Anyway, here we go. The next email comes in again from that Peter G, who says, on my previous
right
email, I hit send before I got to write how much I enjoyed your little show. Thanks.
So I'll just be real quiet and maybe he'll join back. And
he
this
also
will
says
be edited
all the
out
same
in
Simpsons
post.
Questions, right? That Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone got. And I was so close on the real estate company question. I thought it was the Stinking Weasel Real Estate Company. So, I would imagine that Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone was probably just cheating off your paper. That's because you guys are on that show together, on that Life on the Shitlist show. So I'm sure that Wes was probably cheating off of you, which is why you got the same questions correct. That would be my... did I close the Hangout? I think I lost Adam. I think I closed the Hangout here. Let's see. Yeah, I did. Oh, that was fun.
Hi, welcome back.
Yeah. Well, I was still going here. I read the email and I answered it and everything. I was just like going, wow, Adam's being really quiet. That was fun.
You didn't know that you left the Hangout?
I didn't. I was closing windows here and I didn't even know that I just closed the window. Okay.
All right. Why don't you try again?
No, I was done. I'm not going to read
no,
it.
No, I want to know what the email says. You got to read because I don't know what he said in his email.
Well, you'll just have to wait. You do know what he said in his email. I told you what he said in his email. And you were like, oh, well, wait, are you going to call the Excalibur right now?
Oh, did he not say anything else other than those that
was
two
it.
Sentences
that, was his
that
first
you read?
Email. Okay. That was it.
So all I right. will find out about that and report back.
There you go. All right, here we go. On to the next, actually, we don't have another email. Now we have a voicemail. Let's get to that, shall we? Wow, this best produced podcast. Best produced
no,
podcast.
No, there is another email from Peter.
I just wanted to call because I was listening to your latest little show.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say how just lovely it was to hear Dr. E. Pluribus Stone tones on your little
yes.
show.
Yes.
Big Fanny, what are you talking about? Well, it was just lovely.
It was.
Big Fanny, I didn't hear a damn thing. Are you hearing dog whistles now, too? Oh, well, perhaps there may have been some testicular difficulties with Dr. Stone's audio because I didn't hear a damn thing.
Right.
But it was lovely of you to invite him on your little show. In fact, we heard as much of Dr. Stone on your show as we've heard on Living Up Here lately. So anyway, thank you for calling. And the technical superiority. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. Adam.
How do you hang it up?
Yes, sir.
As the technical director of Dubious Intent, which you love to say all the time.
No, I'm the news director.
News director and technical director and whatever.
You do the audio editing.
What is he asking about? Because I haven't had a chance to listen to last week's episode yet. So I have no idea what he's saying. Wesley Stone was here on this program.
So here's what happens.
Obviously, Peter G heard him because Peter G just said he got the same questions right. So
yeah, so here's what happened. Basically, I thought that Wes's audio was on your track.
Yes.
And me being a busy person that I am, and you, when we first started doing this show, when we first revived DI Plus, I used to listen to the entire episode and clip out coughs and do all of this stuff. Like it would take me four or five.
No, you just don't even care.
No, I do care, but it would take me 4 or 5 hours because I would literally stop it and start it and stop it and like edit every little piece of it, right? And you and I had a discussion and you said, Adam, there is no need to go through. I like it to sound kind of live. So, you know, just do the noise removal and whatever and let it be, yes. Right? So we had that discussion. So now I don't always have a chance to listen to the entire thing. I just do the things that need to be done, the noise removal and all of that. And then I put it together and put it out. I thought his audio was on your track. So until the next morning, when I start getting Twitter things from Scotty and others Wes saying, oh, I guess, you know, my voice wasn't important, you know, whine. And I was like, oh, fuck, I guess Wes's audio wasn't on Daniel's track. So,
well, there you go. So, first of all, it's been fixed. So yes. there was of our 10 listeners, I think 12. No, of our 10 listeners, I think two of them, Scotty and Wes, were the only two that actually.
And Big Fatty, because we.
Big Fatty doesn't count. But yeah, so it's been fixed. I never heard it, so I don't know what it sounded like. It just seems like.
I have it. If you'd like to hear the audio of yourself having a conversation with Wes without Wes.
Yes.
I can certainly send that to you at some point.
I think what you should do is just drop it in right here, right now. So just make a notation of what the timestamp is right now and drop that in so that other people can hear it. Drop it in right here. Excellent. So we have breaking news from the chat room over here. Kingsley in the chat room on top of it here. He called the Luxor for us while we were doing the little show here. He says that if you stay at the Excalibur, it's $35 a day to use the spa. It's $15 a day if you stay at the Luxor.
So
Excalibur also has their own spa for $10 a day for Excalibur guests. And then I ask, well, does the Excalibur have a steam room and a hot tub? And he says, I don't know. And he's going to call them now. So now Kingsley is out there doing your work for you.
Wow. You know, I like this. But you see, when I asked the listeners to come up with show titles, they just made jokes, you know, and every single thing that we said, Kingsley is actually doing some real. You know, we should send him a prize if we had one.
We should send him a prize. What prizes do we have there in the big old prize vault?
Well, I've got an empty Diet Dr. Pepper bottle here, a partially used bottle of lube.
Mm. Oh, that sounds good.
A USB cable.
A USB cable.
I've got some partially eaten salt and vinegar chips here.
Wait, no, I have some mildly used dental floss.
Oh, no, I mean, okay.
The stuff that's left is not used. I'm just saying that some of it has been used.
Now, how do you mildly use dental floss?
I'm just saying it's not. In other words, I was trying to indicate that not a lot of it had been used yet. It's a fairly new thing of dental floss, but I have used some of it. Let's see. What else have we got here over here? I have the coveted 2 gigabyte USB drive, which is, I think it's a USB 1.0, so it will take forever for you to copy anything to that. Let's see, what else have I got? No. Wow, you clearly have better stuff than I.
Oh, so Larry, aka Q-Sledge in the chat room, says, oh God, a used show pee bottle. That sounds just wonderful. No, I will say the bottle that I used to pee while we were recording was a Diet Mountain Dew bottle.
Right.
And first of all, let me tell you, one of those 20-ounce bottles or whatever, it's very hard to aim the hole just right in the, because the thing is very small, the opening on that.
Very small.
And then it doesn't always hold the full amount of what you need to go, because that's kind of a small bottle. Although that particular day it did. Thirdly, that has been thrown away a long time ago. I don't keep pee bottles around.
Wow. Can you play us out of the contact segment, please?
I could, sure.
3, 2, 1. All right. We still have some technical issues here that are not working correct. Aha. Kingsley, coming back in this room, there is a sauna, there's a steam room, there's a jacuzzi, there's a fitness room, and there are lockers over at the Excalibur. $10 a day.
I only have one more question, Kingsley. Is the sauna, steam room, and jacuzzi separate for men and women?
Oh, my dear.
But I can call them. You don't have to call them back. That's fine. I really.
Why do you put him through this?
I don't want to be in a sauna in a steam room with women.
Right. Because if you were in there with the women, you know, there's got to be bleeding.
DI Plus was written and recorded. I don't know. by somebody because Daniel is freaking laughing.
I was amusing myself at that comment. It was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact at dubiousintent.com.
You know, well played, sir. Because I wasn't even trying to set you up for that. So that was awesome. I think out of 71 episodes, that's the first time we've had a really good one.
That's the first zinger there. There you go. Excellent. Well, so make sure. State of the Station, September 24th. No, excuse me, February 24th.
Yes.
And we're going to be back on the 21st for our Thursday night, our first Thursday night thing. Anyway, whatever. Anyway.
Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Good night, Chad.
Good night, David.
Chad. Chad. No. Shit.
Good night, Donald.